What do you do after selling your services? How do you actually keep track of what needs to be fulfilled? So this question popped up in a group, sparking a discussion many of us can relate to. Well, I'm guessing that you can relate to it. It's funny how often we overlook the importance of tracking open orders, especially after scaring a number of coaching clients during a flash sale. You'll likely have a staggered onboarding, and some of those clients may even plan to start in a few months and not right away with you. And probably for your workload, it may be better that way. But it's critical not to lose track, and here's how you can ensure that everything stays organized in your coaching business. Here are some strategies and tools for that effective lead and client management. Managing leads and clients can indeed be overwhelming. I will not say that it's not, particularly for coaches just starting out that may not have a lot of systems in place. By implementing a system for tracking open orders, it's vital to ensure that your marketing efforts are not useless. Let's look at some strategies and tools that can help you. Let's begin with lead management for tracking those open orders. If you've been around here for any amount of time, you'll know my belief that having a system in place is the first essential step. You can use a simple spreadsheet or a CRM tool like HoneyBook to keep everything in check. So whether it's a project management tool such as Asana, Trello, or MeisterTask, these platforms can streamline your process. You can create tasks for each service request, assign them to team members, set deadlines, and monitor the progress. Remember, you can duplicate your lead template, and that simplifies your process significantly. For those just starting, a spreadsheet might seem basic, but it's incredibly effective. I've assisted a multiple six-figure business coach who relied on Google Sheets for lead management. Tools like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets can help you maintain a detailed log of your clients' names, services provided, due dates, status updates, the payment due, and links to essential documents that you need to work with them. Let's talk first about a customer relationship management tool, or a CRM. A CRM system such as HoneyBook, that's the one that I use in my business, is invaluable for managing leads and your client interactions. It's an all-in-one solution that grows with your business, avoiding the need to switch systems later on. And that, friend, is priceless. HoneyBook simplifies your scheduling, your invoice, your payments, and alongside that, you can manage your open orders easily and effectively, or if you have different services, your service requests. A CRM tool allows you to store and organize your leads, contact information, and any notes or communication history you have with them. HoneyBook is an all-in-one system, so that means that you don't have a ton of software overhead then. You have one software that you're paying for. You can organize your lead contact information and your notes and your communication history that you have with them. HoneyBook, like I said, is all-in-one solution to help you create automations. Best of all, it grows with you. Therefore, you're not needing to change your process and your systems. You can just tweak them as your business grows. You could also use a project management tool to track these open orders. So using a project management tool, like I said, Asana, Trello, or MeisterTask can help you manage and track those open orders. So you just create a task or a project for each service request or each new one-on-one coaching client that you have, you assign them to a team member or you assign them yourself, you set deadlines and you track that process. When a new lead comes in, all you need to do is duplicate that lead template and you check off all the different boxes so that you know that you're onboarding them properly and consistently no matter who they are. Using a spreadsheet. So as a beginner, even a simple spreadsheet will work well for you. In fact, like I said, I helped a multiple six-figure business coach who utilized Google Sheets for lead management. You can use this simple spreadsheet to track your open orders. You can create columns for details with your client's name, the services that you're going to provide, or what they purchased in their contract. So like if they purchased 6 months with you, 3 months, if you have different coaching packages. The due dates and the status, along with the payment dues and the links to the supporting documents. If you're using your Google Sheets, then you can tie in scheduling that tool as well. Or if you're using a project management system, you're going to need to schedule that as well. So if you're providing the coaching services that they need to have scheduled, you can use a scheduling tool such as Calendly or TinyCal. And the TinyCal is a one-time lifetime subscription. So you buy it one time and you'll never have to pay for it again. And that's a simple way to manage your availability and your scheduling your appointments with all those future clients that you're going to be booking. I've seen this in action with one of my past coaching clients. The process was simple and streamlined. The lead would fill out an application, and once it was reviewed and approved, an invitation email along with a Calendly link to book a consult was sent. Now keep in mind too, this process was also streamlined by having canned responses in Gmail so that we didn't have to retype the email every single time. We would just send that on once the application was approved. So if it was a yes client, they would receive another Calendly link to book all of the calls with the coach. So you send the first Calendly link from the canned response out of Gmail with the link to book the consult. And then after the consult, they would decide whether or not it was a yes client or a no client. So if it was a yes, then they would receive all of the onboarding. So how to pay for the coaching as well as to book out all of the calls, and they would receive their contract as well. Regardless of which method you choose, it's important to have a system in place to track those open orders so you can ensure that they are completed efficiently and on time. So a lead qualification. So you need to have something for lead qualification, because when it comes to managing the leads, it's essential to know which is a good fit for you and your business. As much as you want, you can't be everything to everyone. So it's very important to qualify your leads and find the ones that are a good fit for your coaching services. With this in mind, one way to do it is by asking those qualifying questions during your initial contact with the lead. Without a doubt, a video call is the best way to get a good sense of who they are and if they're serious about working with you. Fortunately, there is a simple solution that is creating an application with good qualifying questions that will provide you with information to decide if that's someone you want to work with. And if you're not wanting to have those actual one-on-one calls with them, you can require that they submit a video application to you as well. But here are a few basic questions that you can have them answer either on the video application or if you're just having them fill out a form. What are some specific goals or objectives? And you want to keep these questions, like specific goals or objectives, to be related to what you are actually coaching them on. So let's say you help people with decluttering their house. What are the specific goals or objectives that you have with decluttering your house? What challenges are you currently facing? How soon are you looking to start working with a coach? By asking these questions, you can quickly determine which leads are serious about working with you and which are not. And again, they can put out a video application if you're not wanting to have those one-on-one calls with them. Lead nurturing. But wait, just because a lead isn't a good fit for you right now at this moment doesn't mean they never will be. So if they're not a complete yes now, they may potentially be a yes in the future if they just need a little bit more time. So that's where your lead nurturing is going to come in. So lead nurturing is just building up those relationships with your leads and keeping them engaged until they're ready to become a client. That can be done through your regular communication, such as your email newsletter or quick check-ins on social media, or maybe you have a sequence in which you send out to them with different canned responses at different intervals to just check in to see how they're doing along the way. And yes, I have worked with a client before where we did this exact thing. Every couple months, we would check in to see where they were, how they were doing, and if anything changed in their business, and they felt, and we would feel then at that point if they were more aligned with the services that were offered. So some ways to nurture those leads or to build up that trust and respect and with them would be to send out, like I said, your regular newsletter with valuable information and tips that are related to your coaching services. Like, how can you help them now where they are? Free resources such as your worksheets or your ebooks can help your leads achieve their goals. And remember, this is a lesson I had to learn for myself. Sometimes more is not better. When they're wanting a free resource, sometimes they're just wanting a quick win that they can use that worksheet for. You want to follow up with them regularly to check in and see how they are progressing. Right? When you regularly nurture your leads, you can keep them engaged with you and actually interested in working with you in the future. So let's touch on client management once they're no longer a lead, once your lead has become an actual client for you, because it's essential to have a system to manage that progress as well. So this includes setting up your regular check-ins and your progress reports, as well as tracking their goals and progress. Some ways that you can manage your clients effectively include like setting up a regular check-in or progress report to track their progress and keep any necessary adjustments to their coaching plan. You can use a project management tool then with the Trello, Asana, or MeisterTask to keep track of your client's goals and progress so that you know exactly. You want to keep detailed notes of all the communication and sessions with your clients so you can refer back to them as needed. So here's a quick tip on note-taking. Use a note-taking app during your calls that can be transcribed as you go. That way, you're not having to do that work yourself. During the call, the best thing to do is keep track of those action items from the call. At the end of the coaching session, just go ahead and review those action items with them and set a check-in date to keep your client accountable. And if you did, in the beginning, send them out the Calendly or TinyCal to book out all their sessions right away. Then you'll know exactly when you're going to check in with them again. However, maybe they didn't want to do that, or maybe that's not your process that you have in place, and you set those check-in dates on your calls with them individually to make sure that you're holding them accountable. Okay, friends, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. The management of your leads and clients is one of the most important aspects of growing a successful online business. You wanna make sure that everybody feels cared for. In order to stay organized and ensure that you make the most of your time and resources, it's important that you use either a CRM tool to qualify your leads and nurture them and manage your clients effectively. Perhaps you have a spreadsheet that you use. Perhaps you have a combination of a spreadsheet and a project management tool that you have all those things in place. But the important thing is to make sure that you have a process that works for you and is easy for you to maintain, and you can tweak as you go along. Thank you, friends, so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.